Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB, and he's also one of the great economic leaders of our country, and well known throughout that discipline, that profession. And Bill, you conduct a number of very high level meetings and conferences during the year, and attend others where some of the smartest minds in economics and business come together. And you just had one in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, didn't you?
Right. This is the Global Interdependence Center, which I was the chairman of for 20 years until this January.
Yep.
And we had 200 business leaders there in the audience, and of course a great program for them. And one of the fun things we do, of course, is have one of those live polls asking questions about where these people are in terms of their thinking, since they're the ones who do the hiring and the capital spending.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad thing was that less than 20% expected the economy to get any better.
Which tracks with small businesses.
Right, exactly. So virtually everybody sees muddling or even a moderate slowdown in the economy this year, although only a few really thought we faced a recession risk. So they just thought we would keep plodding along, which means that nobody's going to do anything real exciting. On the employment side and borrowing and so on, the outlook for corporate borrowing and capital investing was at best muted.
Hmm.
They thought labor markets might be tightening a little, but the general sense was that was more because people were leaving the labor force than because we were creating jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not really the way you want to do it.
It
was a clear lack of faith in the stability of the political leadership and the regulatory process. And regulations were really very high on the list of concerns of these people. So I guess that's a mirror of what the small business people had to say. And, of course, there probably were a few small business people in the audience there, but many expressed the view that it really mattered less what the regulations were, but we needed to have them set in stone.
Right, right.
Right.
Well, let's be accountable.
What are the rules?
And not only that, but the tax policy. Look, there are a number of tax provisions that expired on December 31st of last year. But people believed that they would be extended, but not 2 months later.
Right, exactly. So that
now we've got Obamacare. We don't know where that's going to be. I mean, should we take it seriously now? I mean, this is not the way businesses, the marketplace works.
Yeah,
the marketplace kills organizations that behave like our government does. It just squashes them.
It does, and unfortunately we can't squash some of the stuff that the government's doing here, sadly.
Yeah.
Be nice if we could, but
yeah.
So that's really the key, I guess.
Well,
Everybody is cautious and waiting and see what happens. Even the big firms that have more than 50 employees, which most of them that were in our audience, they still don't know what they have to comply with because
right.
they don't know what the government's minimum standard for the coverage
on
you have to do by law.
On
really
Obamacare,
is.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, the one of the things that people may not realize is in the last 20 years to 30 years, small business owners are not just Main Street backwater mom and pops. We're integrated vendors, integrated partners with big companies. When they're not growing, small business is not growing.
Right.
We're not just sitting here in our boutiques on Main Street.
No,
nothing
we're
against
in the supply
those guys.
Chain, right.
We're part of the, exactly. We're integrated, and at high levels sometimes. And when they're not spending their money, when they're hoarding their cash, that's they're hoarding our invoices. Yeah. Basically, yeah. they should be paying us on, you know, that for the work that we do. And
exactly.
it's a lot more connected than it used to be. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today. Congratulations on another good report, even though we didn't like the news. I don't know. I hope things pick up, but we'll see. Look forward to next month, Bill. Thanks for being here. Good job.
All right. Take care.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen. Smallbus.org is his website. And that's the small business, the NFIB Index for Small Business Optimism. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Read it with a smile. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.